What's going on, everybody? Another episode of DMC Dating, Mating, and Communicating. Now, I got a question for you. If I fart on the date, is that a deal breaker? We'll find out coming up soon. Let's get it.
Girl, you're not nice, you're rude. Want me to feel like I'm new. Want me to watch you do you. Don't get your looks so nice, but you're not nice, you're rude.
What? Hey.
Look what you put in me through. I never do this to you. I need to hold a
call. Oh, hey, shout out to Kel's on this one. He chose a good one.
I need to hold a call.
What's going on, everybody? Yes, we are back, and it feels good to be back in the studio.
Right?
We are back, you know? We did take a week off, but of course, you know, we had to handle some things, but we came back to you live and direct with DMC Dating, Mating, and Communicating. I am your host, Jimmy V. Shout out to everybody who joins us every week. I've had a few people actually reach out to me through social media. They say they love the show, and they always ask their questions, which we will bring up in the show. But before we get into all that, follow me Twitter, Instagram, at BeYourOwnDad. Let me introduce my lovely panel here.
Hey, everyone. It's great to be back. Today, we are talking deal breakers. And this is Constance Dunn. You can always find me at Constance Dunn, Twitter, Instagram.
Oh, you already know. It's your man, Chaos Jones, Chaos J.
Chaos!
Chaos underscore Oceans 31. Let's get it done. Deal breaker, son.
Hey.
Oh.
So, I'm actually pretty excited about this episode here because we are talking about deal breakers. And to start the show off right, I want to share one of my deal breakers that I personally have that I'm actually going through, right? And
really?
Of course, I'd love to share it with our audience at home, too. So, obviously, I'm single, you know.
Yeah.
Trying to mingle out here in these L.A. streets, right?
Yes.
So then there's this one particular female we've been talking. I'd say we've been getting kind of close, you know. So I was trying to take it to the next level, whatever the case, you know. So when I had the conversation, like, so, you know, what you trying to do, blah, blah, blah. And she said, I love you. You're great. But I got hit with the, friend zone. We just can't be friends. I got hit with the friend zone. I love what we got going on. I love talking with you, blah, blah, blah. And I knew for myself, I told her, look, I'm not one of those dudes. I can't be here all nice, friendly, and enjoying, you know, the time. And I can't see this not going anywhere else. So I had to cut it off. So that was my deal breaker. I was like, if we can't continue to grow together, I'm not trying to control it, but if you can't see me in that way, then I just got to cut you off because it's going to hurt me only in the long end.
Not only that, but then, you know, because you're in it for one particular thing, which is a relationship, then to settle for anything else is low-key a waste of your time.
That's what I said.
And, I mean, and it's not being rude. It's not that you didn't appreciate the time of hanging out, but that was in hopes of getting to another level and getting into a relationship, and then it's like, oh, you just want to be buddies. Well, you know what? I'm good on my friend quota right now.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
My friend quota is way up.
Right.
So I'm good.
I got all different types of friends.
He got friends he didn't even got to hang out with in a while. I'm just saying.
I ain't
pointing no elbows.
Let's deconstruct. Where were you talking to her? Online?
Oh no, this was a
face-to-face. Jimmy does real time.
Face-to-face? Oh, yeah.
All day.
Text, AIM, Snapchat. No, we actually went out to actually eat, and then we actually had the conversation there. So
was she like definitely never?
I mean, granted, it's my fault. Earlier on, when we first met, she did say, "Look, you know, I just don't see you that way."
Really?
I was like, "Okay, fine," but
he's like,
"This was like, you know, yeah." I was like, "Look,
change, yeah."
I ain't gonna lie, she heard some things about me, so I was like, I gotta clean up who I am as a person. You know what I'm saying? So I went back, reevaluated myself, and I came back good. So then, now I bring it here, I was like, let me revisit this topic, you know, because it's been some time, and then I got hit with the same thing. So instead of like the first time, I was like, you know, hopefully she'll just change her mind down the road. Let me stick in it. Now I'm like, all right, if this is it, then okay, you know what?
I nice rock knowing with you.
But, you. Yeah,
because you have enough friends.
Yeah, you know. Oh,
Jimmy's friend. Come on now.
I don't need no more friends.
Constance, it's up.
I don't need no
when
more
they,
friends. I need someone
that
to talk to.
All the way up. That they was talking about this friend calling.
Just like J. Cole said, I need somebody to fold clothes with, okay? That's all. I need somebody to make me feel good.
Okay, well, that's a good idea then to break. It always hurts my feelings a little bit.
Why?
Because I'm EOE. I'm equal opportunity friendship person. And if I think if do people get along and you really hit it off, granted, mm-hmm. I don't have a lot of time for friends either, but if I really hit it off, I don't care if you're 80-year-old grandma, 12-year-old kid, guy, girl, dog, cat. Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? We can be friends.
It's part of our human experience is on this journey to enjoy people's company, as they say.
The company.
The company.
See,
she always finagles words. But no, I told her, though. I told her, I still rock with you. I support you, you know, the same way.
So you're nice.
It's just the whole
The QT is not going to happen. The quality time.
No.
Cutting
no
it
more.
Off. Okay. Because at the end of the day, here's the thing, too. I'm just going to keep it all the way real. Y'all
please,
know,
man, keep
y'all
it 100, man. This is DMC.
I keep it all the way real.
Yeah.
I'm not going to put in all of the quality boyfriend time, the day dates. Mm-hmm. Keyword there on the day dates. Those are important. Yeah. You don't always get those, you know, when you're messing around with somebody. You're like, I like to see your friends. I ain't got no friends.
I ain't got no friends, no.
So, you know,
I only see you inside of the house, and that's it.
Right, like the day dates, and the couch cuddling when we Netflixing and chilling, the PG version, not the R-rated version,
right.
But just all of that quality time that she would get if she were in a relationship with someone. You're providing that, and then
you
someone
are.
Else, someone
oh
else just to go and
gosh.
Shoplifts the poo, the poo nanny.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Someone else gets to just come in and get the cash and prizes, and you've been putting in all the work.
Right,
you're putting
exactly.
in all these hours.
I've been collecting these tickets, waiting to
cash them
in,
and you ain't
someone's just hit jackpot.
See,
and men no time for that.
So different.
Okay, so break it down.
We see it really differently.
Oh, of course you do, because you're the woman.
You're the woman, yeah.
When do women get friend zoned? Like, let's be real about
never.
It. Like, it's almost rare.
Yeah.
Constance, when have you been friend zoned? In your dating
when,
days,
yeah.
when
did
you
get
friend zoned?
I don't think anybody has.
Not never.
No, I haven't. Wow, I feel
exactly.
cool. I'm like the stud in the house. Did
exactly.
I've never had anyone turn
However,
me down.
Jimmy and I, we've been friend zoned quite a few times.
Yeah.
So the idea is that let's just say you meet a new guy, platonic, obviously you're straight, friends, cool guy, you're going to go hang out, watch the Pats, have a few beers.
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference if it's just a cool chick?
I don't have feelings for that guy. I mean, we're cool. What's up, Dad? I mean, I'll catch you later.
Right, but I don't want to cuddle with you.
Right, come on now.
I don't
want
to nuzzle under your chin. Like
FaceTime conversations.
This is cozy here. I love this.
I was
Let's just
time.
Do this
yeah.
every day.
See, I knew this guy, and he was very interesting because he knew there was nothing happening, but we'd hang out. And he's like, and I said, we brought it up once because I suspected he kind of, mm-hmm. I'm sure he'd go there, but he goes, you know
and then what? What'd he say?
He goes, I don't like hanging out with dudes, man. Some hairy dude. He's like, I'd rather hang out with you. Like, we'd go to dinner, we talk. He's an older dude, so maybe that
okay.
was it. He
okay.
just was like, he's like, I like the company of women. All right, it's not going to go anywhere. But I'd rather hang out with you because we have good conversation. He's like, what am I going to hang out with some dude and scratch my nuts and like
break
talk
it down,
about
Cal,
stupid
go,
stuff?
Go ahead.
He's like, QT, I get to look at this action and hang and have quality conversation for the mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you, Josh.
Yes.
Thank you.
Our producer called it out. Okay,
yeah.
So here's my thing. Here's
and,
my thing.
Well, we're going to break it down for you right now. Go
okay.
ahead, Kelly.
Here's my thing. There's nothing... It's not that we're against being in a friend, a platonic friendship-only
uh-huh.
relationship with a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Not at all. But if I've already established and developed feelings for you,
and that's
what it's all
what
about,
it
the feelings.
That's
so if the
is.
Feelings are already there, then unless you just do something completely... Just completely disgust me, then ultimately I'm going to always have those feelings. They may diminish and and wane over time, but they're still there. So whereas if we were only friends
right
all from Jump Street and there
right.
were no feelings involved, then I can help counsel you through relationships, through your dating struggles
right.
and things like that. But if I had feelings for you, you friend zoned me, and then we're still friends and hanging out, I don't don't want to hear about you and no other dudes.
No other dudes. And Constance too. Let me tell you too.
So when the relationship begins as friends and there isn't any like actual legit physical attraction and desire to be in a relationship, then it can be cool. And I've had that with females that it's never been like that, and I'm okay with that because I'm not looking for that from them. But if at one point I'm looking for that from them, and I got friend zoned, I'm cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's kind of like a walking rejection. It feels like a rejection.
Low key. Okay. Yeah. It's a constant reminder, like, never going to get you ain't getting this.
Yeah. Okay. And then too, let me clear up too. Any day, I rather hang with females over guys. Cause just like you said, nobody wants to stare at another guy scratching their balls, right? But when it comes,
I don't know about y'all, but the dudes I hang with don't be just scratching their balls like that. But like, it sounds like these guys need to bathe. I'm just saying, you got itchy nuts.
Get yourself a wet towel rag or something. But when it comes down to just chilling as friends, definitely chill with girls over guys. But if I've got feelings for that girl, I can't just chill.
No. You know? Okay.
Because I'm going to keep it real. It's a constant reminder. I'm trying to hop on top of you. I'm trying to get it popping. And it's like, you said it, never gonna get it. It's just that constant reminder. It's like, okay. I got to go.
As she sits there and she's texting my help. Oh my God, he's crazy.
He's like, man, get that phone out of here. You're chilling with me right now.
Exactly.
But that was my deal breaker. And that's what today's episode is all about. Huh. So, not all deal breakers are equal, guys. From mild annoyances to manner class markers and nuke level deal breakers. So let's give the audience a few examples of what we are talking about here. Constance?
Well, you know what's funny? Deal breakers, we usually have they're usually personal to each people, but I got into some research done by Peter Jonasson and a bunch of researchers. Very interesting. Published in the Personality and Social Psychology Bulletin. There are some universal ones that are shared across women and men. Mm. First two, unclean, disheveled experience is a deal breaker if you were looking for a LTR, long-term relationship.
Explain that a little bit more.
So if someone was perceived as being like just not physically, I think it's ultimately not physically attractive. And they're also disheveled. They just don't look clean. They don't look tidy.
They look like they don't take showers
every day. That's a two-thirds. That's
like a bum on the street.
Like a lot of rappers that I know, girl's like, oh my God, he's so fine. First off, no, he's not. And he looked dirty. he looked like he might give you an STD. You might want to put on something.
That's interesting. That's 70% of women. That is a deal breaker for a long-term relationship consideration. Men a little less, 63%. Second, lazy. Men don't like it. Women don't like it. Lazy.
But I feel like I feel like in some circumstances, and I might catch fire for this, but I feel like in some situations, whereas men may show up and they may be clean, they may take a shower, but they may not press their clothes. They may not be that meticulous about getting their hair cut, but they're still clean, but it may not appear to be on the outside. However, most women are always going to come put together. Mm. It's when you get in the house and it's like, mainly that bedroom and that bathroom situation.
I've heard this.
Seen some
stuff.
Crazy, nasty female bedroom situations.
Isn't that weird?
And then ultimately, and most men can attest to this, then you just have to look at your thirst level, like, how thirsty am I?
And I be thinking,
am I willing to overlook this?
You know what's funny about that? When you meet them outside of their house, they look beautiful. They look well put together.
Wow.
You put that to
like, what?
And then when you go into where the creation came out of, Frankenstein was in here. What's going on?
I swear.
You a zombie before?
How did that happen?
I know. It's really weird. I had a lot of roommates and stuff, and I've had male roommates. I'd prefer male roommates because some of the women that I lived with, it was shocking because they'd be like what you said, like very like stylish and like put together, like in the club, like woo-hoo.
Right.
And then couldn't believe, I'd be like, is this a human? Like, things I had never seen. I was so embarrassed. Now, it was weird. Dudes didn't do this. Chicks did.
For a couple seconds, let's step welcome to the judge free zone. Because Kells is about to share something that he normally doesn't share.
So bring it on down.
Okay. I know that they don't have this across the country, but in some regions of the country, they have fashion bug stores called Fashion Bugs. Sure. Some of them go by other names.
East Coast, Boston.
Right, exactly. Little did I know until I needed a job as a teenager in high school.
No, you didn't. You didn't.
I worked there.
No.
But wait, they actually have a men's section. Fashion Bug. Now, I'm not going to sit here in front like, yeah, they have some hot fashions. No, not at all. Never once did I take advantage of that employee discount. But my point is that I worked at this place that was predominantly, you know, filled with women. You know, all the employees were women. I was hands down the only guy there.
Yeah.
And that was my first experience. That was my first realization that all women are not, you know, clean, perfect little angels. Because I remember the first time, you know, when I went, when I started, I was like, oh, where's the restroom? And I went to the restroom. That restroom looked
horrible.
Horrible. I'm like, wait, there's nothing but females here. Why is there piss all over the seat? What are y'all doing? Don't you just sit down?
Nasty.
Stains in the bowl. The sink was dirty. It was just terrible. And that, for me, was an eye-opener. And I was like, oh, okay. And that's how I knew, like, okay, all women are not created equal at all, especially when it comes to the hygiene department. So, again, don't judge a boy because I worked at Fashion Bug. It didn't last that long. I got fired. I wasn't cutting it. Which really just means it was probably just like they thought it was gonna be cool at first, like, oh my god, like, we got a guy here, it's gonna be great,
we'll get his point of view on things.
Exactly. But then once I got there, it was like, yeah, maybe this isn't gonna be so good. Like, he knows all our dirty secrets.
Yeah,
like the fact that we piss all over the seat even though we sit down.
That's nasty.
You know, there's a guy working at a Victoria's Secret I used to go to, and I didn't care for it that much, quite honestly. I mean, it's different than Fashion Bug. That's just like pants and stuff.
Did you feel like it was creepy?
Yeah, he didn't seem creepy. He was very good looking, so it wasn't like, I don't think he needed to meet girls to be working there. I thought that they were just trying it
out. That's
like,
low-key perfect, though.
That's a low-key
I remember, again,
setup.
Because
that's
your boy's name is Kelly. I remember I actually got called for a job, a possible job position at Victoria's Secrets. And up until they realized I was a girl, because they were just going off of, like, you know, my applications online and stuff like that, they were ready to jump. And I was like, this will be fire. Like, you know how many women go through Victoria's Secrets?
I was a senior
in high school, and I had some friends like, nah, man, like, you can't do that, man. You're going to be a sissy. And I'm like, nah, bro, you slipping. I'm about to come across all kind of females.
That's right.
You would have been very good, but I think you would have been harassed a little bit.
I would have been okay with that.
The more attention, the better.
You would have been good at selling this stuff, because I think you would have been very informative.
Right. Like, I would not have been perverted at all. I would have maintained professionalism, which would have then got me that much further, because I'm like, oh, girl, he ain't even looking my butt. Yeah. Like, I did. I was just good about it.
Yeah, boy. Peripheral. My man Cal's talked to him. So, guys, let's get into, actually, what are the top three deal breakers
personally
we each have?
Okay, I'm just gonna go with stingy, because, you know, I talk about the triad like every episode. If someone is stingy with their resources, they're also typically tends to be stingy with their affection and with their time. It all works together. Have you met a girl who was like, usually it's a triad, but I don't like when people are like really stingy.
Yeah,
I don't mean that I'm gonna go out and expect to have like caviar or anything, but if someone's like, ew, if someone like wants me to pay.
Yeah, exactly.
If I ask you out, I'm paying, by the way, because I'm the host and you're my guest. So etiquette, whether I'm asking a girl for
lunch. You're just saying
lunch,
in general, like, if the guy, first date for me,
first
old
date.
School, first date, guy
fellas, of course.
Okay, always, yeah. Yes. And you're saying if the guy's like, hey, you want to go out? And then it's like, okay, cool. And then it's initiated by him, but then he expects you to pay.
Right, like if I asked, like I said, if I asked you out, you're my guest, so I'm picking up everything.
Right,
like, you put that do-re-mi away, because it's not welcome here. But you know what's funny? I used to be all hippie and be like 50-50, like college, whatever, women's studies. And I remember going out with this guy, and he just was, and I went to like take out money, and he's like, he was really sweet about it. He goes, can you just like never do that again? He was actually a global student, so he was from another country, and he said, that was actually kind of like embarrassing to me that you tried to like pay. And I was like, oh, and I was like,
you know what, actually, in different areas, though, they take that really seriously.
He was like, he said it was kind of emasculate, whatever.
Emasculating.
Yeah. He thought that was like...
I wouldn't go that
far. Probably like myself.
He was rad.
I've spoken about this on the show numerous times. I get I'm the guy, but when it comes to building a relationship, 50-50. I'm not saying every time, oh, you pay for your stuff, I pay for mine. No. But, you know, if you say, hey, let's go out, babe, everything's on me, I'll be like, oh, I feel appreciated too. Because 10 out of 10 times, if I'm taking you out, everything's on me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You always do that. I do that. You know, I'm married and stuff, and I'm always, I'll say to my husband, I'll just be like, give your wallet a break. Let me pick it up. Aww. You know what I mean?
There you go. See, but I agree. I agree with all of that, because I, too, have been invited to a date, you know, like, oh, yeah, let's go hang out. Let's go do X, Y, Z. And I'm like, okay, cool. And then, like, when it's time to pay, they look at me and I'm like,
really? And they invited you.
Like, and then for me, it's always... There's certain times it's like no one want to pick and choose your battles. Yeah. And the one place I'm never going to pick and choose a battle about who's going to pick up the tab is actually right there. Yeah. Now, I might let you know later. Maybe. Right. Probably not, because I'm such a nice guy. Yeah. But yeah, I was just, that's a turnoff. For me, that's not my deal breaker.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. So would that be one of the three of your deal breakers, though?
Maybe taking advantage of your generosity?
Yes. Now, that within itself is a deal breaker. Taking advantage of my generosity.
Of your body?
Being inconsistent. No, take advantage of my body. Hey.
Your body.
Not being consistent. That's probably my top. So I'm going to jump from 3 to 1.
Okay.
Not being consistent. I love this one right here. Talks about himself for 15 minutes straight. The moment I start talking, she picks up her phone and texts, which goes hand in hand with your stinginess and your triad. But no, for me, definitely lost my train of thought just that quick.
Oh, get it back to it. You were talking about a certain inequality.
Oh,
like
inconsistency. Inconsistency, right. So, you know, don't be one way with me and then... immediately change your, be the polar opposite the next day, and there's nothing to have provoked it. Don't be all cool and, oh, we're gonna do this and do that, and then you real dismissive and flaky and you don't really want to be bothered, and it's kind of like, whatever the next day. For me, be consistent. You know, don't keep setting plans or agreeing to plans with me and then backing out.
Weird. Right. Do you get that a lot? Have you gotten that?
Yes, I've gotten that quite often. And it's like, okay, cool, like, I'm done. Like, I don't have time for that. Because here's my thing. And I'm clapping right now, busting shots. I feel like sometimes there's a lot of double standards that, granted, are unfair to either sex.
Right.
But I also feel like there's a lot of stuff women get away with that if... like a woman can flake out on a dude and we'll give him a pass. There's a lot of situations where a man can flake out on a woman and that's it.
Yes.
One and done.
Yeah, she's like,
you
what?
Know what I'm saying? Nope. God forbid if it's not one and done, multiple, and it's a wrap. Yeah. If you're inconsistent, you're flaky, you know, your moods are hot and cold, then it's like, oh, girl, I ain't got time. And that's because women already have a line waiting out the door like, I'm number 34. I'm next.
On to the next.
I'm next,
bro.
Wow.
And I feel like, so my thing is like, don't think just because you're a woman that entitles you to do a bunch of things to me and then not be, and it's okay because you're a woman, because, you know, I expect the same respect that you want me to give you.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
So that's my top deal breaker. 3 being the taking advantage of, and then 2 being not communicating. That's a big deal breaker, that whole not being able to communicate. And I don't mean just texting. I need more than texting. I need you to be able to communicate. And I'm sorry, I'm a grown-ass man. So if you have a problem, I need you to tell me what your problem is so I can try and fix it. Not, fine, I'm fine. Oh, well, you should know what the problem is. Okay, if I rattle off two or three things and I ain't get it, I'm going to need you to go ahead and tell me what it is.
Yep.
And then if not, too, those I'm going to take on that... the attitude like, okay, well then, if you don't want to tell me, then I'm not going to sit here and rack and spend my day trying to figure it out. I don't care.
And then those two things that you just rattled off could even be more fuel to the fire. Like, oh, so now you think this about me, blah, blah, blah. And then it just keeps building and building and building from what if you just spoke up and said the first thing was wrong, you guys would have been
instead
able
of
to
trying play. To let me dig myself
there.
Deeper.
I got you.
Zero time for that, ladies. Cut it out.
My top three: hygiene, big. Yeah. I was in one situation where she didn't. I think I shared this before. She just didn't shower daily, and that was weird to me. She was a free spirit type of girl, and I was like,
you go
okay,
to the house
okay,
and
cool,
smell like
bye.
Cat food and ass, yeah. And you like,
it was
wait.
Just weird.
You like, but you don't have no cats. What's going on?
Two, confidence. Now, confidence is big. I can't be with a girl who always puts herself down, like, oh, I'm so fat, or like, oh,
right,
I don't
right,
think
right.
I look good, blah, 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 because when I'm coming off, I'm gonna show you off to the world. If you're walking with me, I'm gonna be like, damn, who's that girl besides me? And she got to be able to flaunt her stuff, like, yeah, that's me, blah blah blah, all this stuff. So if you don't have that self-confidence within yourself, we're just not gonna gel, we're not gonna match up. And then three, just like you said, communication is the biggest thing. It shouldn't be a tug of war to try to get information out of mm-hmm. you, like you're trying to keep it locked mm-hmm. in a secret cabin and I gotta get the key or something, you know.
Right.
If we are building together on this, let's both put in the effort to continue to grow past mm-hmm. whatever it is. If one person is holding out more than the other, then it's just not gonna work.
Well, you know what's funny? It's communication is a universal. Everybody's always saying, oh, communicate, communicate. But the problem is that some people get gun shy about communicating because what they are communicating is not accepted by the other party. Happens to me.
This is true. Mm-hmm. This is true.
And tell me what you feel. And it's like, all right, boom. I use all my master's degree communication prowess that I pull out.
Yeah.
And it's just not accepted. So that's a thing where you just get psychoville. Happens to dudes, and you, happens
and
to
that,
chicks.
And
tell
that,
me what you're thinking. They tell you and they're like, you're a like, all right, dude, I'll just freaking hide what I'm thinking
exactly.
and never speak to you again rather than deal with freaking psycho scene.
And I was going to say, and that goes hand in hand with you need to be just as if you were on the job or even just hanging out with friends. You need to be open to criticism. You need
yeah.
to be open to feedback. And
that's,
the feedback may not always
that's
good. Be
good. That's good.
And that's for both parties.
You gotta
because
take the good with the
there's
bad.
A lot of times that, yeah, you know, if a woman's trying to express to you know her man, like, this is what I'm dealing with, this is how I'm feeling,
right.
this is, you know, the things that I've been thinking out and my concerns, and then he blows up or he just takes it the completely wrong way, then now she's less inclined to share that information with you and communicate. Same goes with a man telling a woman something. If you're not receptive to what he's trying to say, even if you don't agree with it,
uh-huh.
still be receptive to
that's
it.
True.
Because if you just shut it down, guarantee he's not gonna tell you
right again. Right putting it under the
and he'll
carpet.
Tell someone else because there's a chick always gonna be around the corner lurking like I'll listen to you what are your problems
just like flip the side there's always a guy just mm-hmm. waiting like oh he just messed up
people,
stop lying stop lying Constance. I know you miss master's degree over here stop playing
well you know what's funny actually in the study that I mentioned earlier and it's a very good study just it's a very representative sample is over 2000 so it's American adults looking for a long-term relationship so we talked about unclean disheveled appearance being the top deal breaker amongst men and women second was lazy third needy men and women that surprised me I thought that would pop more for men and it actually popped more for women do not want a needy man or a needy woman
that's actually good
top three
that's
and these
good.
Three are important there's a whole list but these three stuck out at me because it was a two-thirds so approximately two-thirds of the respondents named these three as universals and the good news about this is that these are really easy to fix unclean, disheveled appearance. How easy.
Wash your ass.
We're going to do an episode yeah, okay, on yeah, this.
That's easy. Wash your clothes.
Right. Well, Dove, deodorant, all that stuff. We'll tell you, okay?
Right. So that's pretty good, don't you think?
Manscape.
Yeah.
Manscape. Do Ladyscape. What you will. Exactly. So anyway, that was
the last one was very interesting.
The needy surprised me.
And that goes in to the same thing with time, too. Because take, for example, somebody with a career they're building, they don't have as much time as the person who's on the couch all day, whether it's male or girl, waiting for the boyfriend or girlfriend to come home from work. So that neediness might play in effect with the whole chemistry of the relationship.
Absolutely. I mean, I could look at, you know, my top three, you know, mine was like cheap is one of them. The disheveled appearance, because not just because I don't want to look at it. It's also, it's a meta communicates other things about you. Your ability to attention.
Wash your ass.
I'm
sorry.
Say it.
I just want to say it one more time.
So that's one. But also the needy thing. If there's one thing as a woman I could never stand is, again, that's why I was single for a long time. I did not want to answer to anybody. I don't mean that I don't want to have responsibilities to someone who I'm dating. Naturally, I'm going to be attentive and call you and whatnot, but have people question me and like, where are you? And like,
nobody wants that.
Yeah, no one particularly never wanted it.
And that goes hand in hand with the whole having confidence too.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right. Especially, because it's, I think everyone's a little different. I think it's good for long-term relationships if you mate up with somebody who's very similar to you in that way. There's some people that want to be tied at the waist.
They do.
Do you know what I mean? They want
to
be.
I just know I've had females ask me, do you like submissive girls? Meaning I tell them what to do, what to wear, you know, at this time, blah, blah, blah. That's not my type of girl. I want you to be free, be you, so I can appreciate your thought process of what you do to put on whatever your clothes, compared to the guy that says, I need you to wear that blouse with that skirt with those shoes. If you don't do it, I'm gonna be mad.
That's now last, I will say long. This though, I would never want someone that is submissive. I do appreciate someone that is open to hearing what I like and taking that into consideration, and then not always fighting me. Like, it doesn't always have to be a fight. You know, there's going to be times where, yes, you will agree to disagree, but there's times where sometimes it's like, yo, like, I'm the man in the relationship. Like, can I be a man?
Yes.
Yeah.
Without you trying to fight me.
Right, right.
You know, allow me to be a man, because if you emasculate me, you take away my right to be, take away my power as a man to, you know, to lead and steer the relationship, then, you know, then you can't complain later like, you just ain't man enough for me. Well, you took away
my
power.
Yeah,
you didn't let me be a man.
Opportunity.
Exactly. It's a funny thing. There's like a real differential between certain cultural trends that are like, oh no, there's no differential between men and women. Yeah, right. Put that into practice in your relationship and see how long you keep yourself.
Great point, guys.
I love the difference of men and women, and I particularly enjoy that. And I'm traditional. I'm very independent, but I'm very traditional, and I tend to defer to my husband in certain things. He is the head of the household.
As the youngest guy on this panel and the millennial holding it down, I'm still understanding women and figuring out the major differences. So millennials out there, I got your back. Just give me some time, all right?
Play to your strengths.
Got you.
And technically,
we're different. We're power.
Let me just go ahead and throw this little two cents in. After doing some extensive research quite a while back, your boy's technically in the millennial group as well. It goes back to like the 80s.
It's like from
82 forward.
Yeah, right, exactly.
So technically, while your boy's seasoned and sexy over here, I am still millennial.
You're the grown and sexy. I'm the young and maturing. How about that?
Yeah.
Cool?
I mean, you know, you fly too, though. Hey. No, you know, Paul's.
Come on, Kels, I got this.
You know what I'm saying?
From you, Kels.
Hey, man, you doing your thing.
Because he's a smooth guy, in which we will go on to our top three smooth moves.
Yes, smooth moves.
Our show.
We're talking deal breakers, but there is good things about this because we are learning what kind of are universal don'ts for ourselves and areas for improvement and whatnot.
So check out this clip from Waiting to Exhale. Great.
Throwback.
Yeah, throwback.
It's just leftovers. Collard greens, some cornbread, some candied yams, a little potato salad, fried chicken, peach cobbler, three slices of ham. I have no business eating it myself, big as I am.
I like that. I like a woman with a little meat on her bones, you know?
Ooh! Gregory Hines and Loretta Devine.
You see what he did there?
Yes!
You see what he did?
And if you've seen this film, you know that the clip continues where she walks away and she's going, oh dear God, I hope he's not watching.
Right? And she throws a little extra switch in there.
So such a charming movie. But this is a woman just... It's a really low-key way to ask a guy out, and I use it because it's a great clip, but it's also a great way to ask a guy out. And what is so great about her delivery is how casual she is. Like, exactly. It's very just like, hey, would you like to come over?
It does not have to be formal.
Yeah, I just made paella, and it's really good on the second date, and I have a really nice Merlot that goes with it.
Okay, sure, of course.
Right, just easy.
Now, we have some men who aren't always too swift. So, gentlemen... If a woman, even if you do not like the food, but you're interested in the woman, if she invites you over for food or invites you out for food or invites you for some tea or some pho, and you don't even like pho, let alone know what it is, don't shoot it down. Yo. She's simply trying to ask you out and get some quality time with you. And to, you know, and explore things.
Oh, gosh.
Don't shoot it down like, oh, I don't even like Asian food.
You know?
Yeah, I'd be like, you know, all right, yeah.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
Just say, okay, cool. And then just be open to it. And who knows? At least once you guys are out together, you may be able to sway her more towards something that you like if you're going out versus going to her house. Same with women. If a guy makes an invitation and you're interested in the guy... Say yes.
Yeah.
Don't just shoot it down like, no, I don't even like Italian food. Like, Don't just shoot it down because now you've just essentially rejected him. Even though you liked him, you just sent him the wrong message.
You know what?
May not invite you out again.
Excuse me, because I was laughing over here while you were saying that. But I was laughing because I was thinking back in my head, I didn't know until afterwards what she was trying to do. But she was like, hey, we should do this, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, no, I don't like to do that.
Like, that's right.
I was like, what?
And that's why I felt like I needed to say something.
Because
I'm king of doing that, because I'm very picky about things.
I didn't think about it until afterwards, like, oh, she was trying to... Yes. I'm like, it's too late now. It's aww. Like, damn.
No, that's real. There's a country song that's really funny. It's called, like, those titles, like, yeah, oh, yeah. And it's just basically where this girl's like, hey, do you want some of this drink? And it wasn't his type of a drink. It was all fruity. He was like, yeah, sounds good. And, like, everything, like, she's like, do you like this song? And he was like, not his type of music. He's like, oh, yeah, sounds good. She's like, do you want to dance? He's like, yes. And all night, it's like, all night, it's just like, yeah, 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 yeah.
You should err more to the side of saying yes.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
And you know what's funny? We just were talking about weight a little, and there's another study I was just looking at, which is about mate browsing online, of course, and mate selection, and how deal breakers work.
It sounds so weird. Mate selection.
What
you doing?
Select
a mate, bro.
Yeah.
Hey, bring your laptop. Let's figure this out together, bro.
Mate browsing. It's from evolutionary theory, which is really interesting. Let's get it. And we found out that it's a great study. It's by Elizabeth Brooks. She's at the Department of Sociology, University of Michigan. Great study. If you can always contact me if you want the data or if you want to look at it more closely. There's a lot in there. So they actually were looking at just some things about deal breakers. They're the most important at browsing, or which is called the earliest stage of mate selection. So the idea is that we're actually looking for reasons to exclude somebody. Now, there's a distinction here because we usually would think you're going to look at somebody's profile and start looking at the positives and start racking up the positives. And when you reach enough positives, you're going to reach out to them. That's not actually how mate selection works or how deal breakers work. We're actually looking for a deal breaker because we're looking to
looking for something wrong.
We're looking for something. And we talked about this a little, Jimmy, and you said, yeah, that makes sense. It didn't make sense to me. Well, how did that immediately make sense to you?
Because what we often do is, like, if I first meet a girl, I'll be like, oh, she's pretty, blah, 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 all these good things. Right. And then I learn, I don't know, she does this that I don't like, and she hangs out with that person, and I don't like that and all that stuff. So I would take those small three things that I don't like, and that would overcome every other great thing that I do like, and it's like, nah.
See, that's that make sense? That difference makes I do think perfect about that. Sense
because not only do men do it, women do it too.
We do it. We both do the same thing. Women will
find the smallest things. It's like, but wait, you said you wanted the guy that did all, you know, this, and he does all that.
Yeah,
but he be late. Okay, but he still take you out. He's still a gentleman. Uh-huh. He's still this. He's a couple minutes late every now and again. It's like you really do have to take a step back and be like, well, am I being petty? Because chances are you probably are.
You know, that's funny. Women do something a little different. There is a difference. We tend to evaluate men. We scrutinize them more closely. Mm-hmm. And deal breakers, we react more. They impact us more negatively. Whereas, like, for instance, and this makes sense as a woman, that you'd go, oh, he's 5 inches shorter than me. Oh, no, girl, whereas a guy might be like, okay, she's a little larger than I'd like. They don't evaluate.
In my mind, I'm just like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah, you would like it. Yeah, because you know what's funny?
We got something to work on.
Found out is that men, overall, this is just generally, when it came to body weight, men were less likely to browse the online profile of a woman who was heavy set. They were less likely. Whereas women didn't have really a problem with it. And even some women, myself included, showed an interest in a marked interest.
She wanted them cuddly teddy bear men.
I do not mind a bear. I've said it before.
I like
bears. They're great to hug. So that's a big difference, is that men were less likely to look at a larger size lady. Also, this is very odd. This is a very weird finding. But women were less likely to browse older guys, whereas men were more likely to look at women of all ages. I speculate that this has to do with men looking for short-term mating strategies, i.e. hookups.
Oh, yeah, true.
That's what that would be. That covers that.
If you're a younger guy,
right,
and like, say, you're around your age, there's a time frame on you hooking up with someone that's old, significantly older.
Significantly?
So to speak, like
10?
A cougar. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, I'm going to say like cougar status. So say you rocking with somebody that's like 50 plus. Right. You know what I'm saying? They're like late, like mid to late 40s, 50 plus. And that's older for you. That's significantly older. Right. And out of your normal dating pool, that's not really going to work. Because especially if you want a family, you want something long term, that's not going to work. Those are things that you need ultimately for a LTR.
Right.
Yeah. So
STR.
But when it's just trying to have fun, it's like,
call me up at 2 o'clock in the morning. What you want to do?
Yeah, you know, that's what I think that had to do with. There's also a height, just a variable with height. Women were more likely to look at men who were at least 6 inches taller. Women tend to look for taller men. Whereas obviously men don't have a problem.
I'm 6'2".
Yeah, so that's it.
I knew he was
going to do that.
I'm okay with that department. And of course, a photo for both sexes is very important. If you want
the typical average American male height, according to Wikipedia,
oh, you mad?
5'8" to 9 inches. Right. That's all I'm saying.
That's
a lot of man in this 5'9" package.
That's why you got to upgrade yourself and go with a Jimmy V. That's all I'm saying.
BYOD.
Hey.
Yeah, bring
yo, guys, this show goes by so fast. We run out of time a lot of time. But
we still have just one thing about the research, because I think it's really important, that people are harshest when it comes to deal breakers at the browsing stage. So the minute that there's any contact, that there's any even direct messaging or anything, the effect of how deal breakers will be a deal breaker or not is reduced. So the minute you and I have contact, and that kind of makes sense, because have you ever known people hide certain things about themselves in their mm-hmm. profile? Yeah. Because they just figure, I've the idea that they're thinking, if he just gets to know me a little, if he just makes contact with me, he won't mind that I'm $3 million in debt. Or something like that. Right. You name the deal breaker, but you probably wouldn't bother going out with me if you knew that. But if you just, the idea is that you're less likely to reject me if you just have a little contact with me.
A lot of people, they don't want to shoot themselves in the foot beforehand.
Exactly. So, you know, but then people get annoyed when they walk up to the table. I've heard this for men, and the gal looks markedly different than what her picture was.
Like a catfish. And shout out to all of our catfish fans that did follow us here. You guys know all about that.
Y'all do.
We will get into our viewers' questions and conundrums section, of course. You guys hit us up through social media or YouTube, leave something in the comments, we bring it up on the show. So someone did reach out to me over Instagram, matter of fact, and there was a situation, so shout out to her. I definitely did want to dive into this on the show, so let me just break down what she said. So she's actually started off with, I'm asking for a friend. Okay. You know how that usually goes. I'm not saying I don't believe you, but I chuckled. All right. So in the age of social media, what does it mean when a guy you don't know doesn't reply to your Instagram DMs like they used to?
Oh, like they used to.
But make sure that they read every message that you've said. And there's that little word on the bottom that says seen, you know? Mm-hmm. So he's seen it. He's just not replying like he did back in the day. Now, she says, I just find it weird because as a woman, I feel like if I didn't care for the person, I would delete or block them or simply ignore the messages. But this guy purposely reads the messages even after she asks a question but doesn't respond. He wouldn't respond, so she told him to view her story, Instagram story and such. If he didn't hate her or not view her story, he would not find her annoying. Now, if he did view the story and responded, that would be a whole different situation. So, what do you guys think? Is this guy doing it on purpose? Because they used to talk. They used to have conversation. Now, he's not responding to the messages.
Yes, it's on purpose. It's intentional. Now, it's one of two things. He might, you know, things may not have been moving at the pace he thought they were going to move at. So then he's like, okay, on to the next one. But he's still checking the message because he's hoping that maybe you'll say something that, you know, he's like, oh, okay, she back with the program. Let's go. Or he might have somebody that's got his attention right now, but he still wants to kind of keep that door open just a little bit, just to see, again, if you're going to say something that's like, oh, shit, okay, cool, she's back with the program. That's what I think it is.
What do you think? Because she actually says they spoke every day for about 2 to 3 weeks.
Okay, so it was like that. It was frequent. I really would love if she could just ask, because it's well within your purview. It's well within your right to simply ask. And don't be shy, because you guys had if it's every day for 2 to 3 weeks, you're legit allowed to ask that.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I miss our conversations. What's going on? And hopefully he'll be able to just come clean with you. And
that's a good one. I miss our conversations. Just checking in. What's going on?
Yeah.
That's good.
And the shift when you do the communication, this is the problem, especially if you have attachment and especially if you feel that it's called grasping. If you feel that bad feeling where you're scared to know the answer because you don't want it to be a negative, do a switch in your mind before you write. Love them. Find something. And I mean that in the platonic or humanistic sense. Think about them as a human being versus a romantic partner. And just think about something that you like about the person and wrap your head around it and then write it. It'll be natural.
Yeah.
Because you're just trying to find out kind of the situation between you, and just try to avoid focusing on being scared. Don't be scared. Yeah. Feel the fear and do it anyway. And tell us what happens.
I'm going to go right off that too. If he's still looking at the messages and he's just not responding, maybe he's just waiting for you to reach out. You know?
Maybe. And it's also, this is the nature of social media. He could be talking to a lot of different girls, and please don't take it personally.
She did mention that he's a pro baller. I didn't want to throw that right there. But they do live a different lifestyle and all that stuff.
Yeah, so. Unfortunately. And sometimes, you know, it's the nature of the conversations that you were having. And if this is a person that, you know, has a lot of women, you know, they tend to not wear a lot of clothes and send pictures to men of this nature. So people in the public eye, you couldn't pay me to date a guy who was a celebrity. You could not pay me cash, money to ever do that. So good luck to you. And again, just put it out there and just see what happens and then move on from it. Move on from it.
So you go tell your friend.
Yeah.
That. And you let us know for next week's show so we can share with our audience there. But as far as that, guys, that is it for another episode of DMC's Dating, Mating, and Communicating. We hope you learned a lot about deal breakers. We hope you, you know, take some of the info, put it into your own swagalicious stuff that you can do to go perfect your dating, mating, and communicating. My name is Jimmy V. I will catch you in the comments, or you can slide in my DMs, Twitter, Instagram, at BeYourOwnDad. Always check my blog where I get my extra 2 cents, BeYourOwnDad.blogspot.com.
Yeah, definitely. You can always reach out. Constance Dunn. Next week, what do we have on tap?
Next week, we have...
What we got?
The DMC First Annual Dating games. We are going to dive into the dating games. To say that they don't exist would be a lie. We know they exist. We know that people play them. Sometimes you do have to play them. Sometimes you don't. So we're going to dive into the dating games. We're going to get just all up in it. And it's just going to be the first chapter. This is going to be an ongoing thing that we're going to keep revisiting, you know, throughout our shows. Because, hey, man, it's like a game of battleship.
It is.
May the best player win. I'm your boy, Chaos J. Mm-hmm. You can find me on Twitter, Chaos_Oceans31. 31 flavors of knowledge, 31 flavors of waviness. Coming right at you. And did you get to introduce yourself,
guys? I think I did, yeah.
Okay, all right. I'm just making sure. Yeah. You know, gotta make sure everybody knows who the queen is.
You sounded tired at the end of that.
I know. And if you joined us in the chat tonight, we appreciate you, all of our DMC VIPs.
Because I was trying to think of something else. Yeah. And I was just like, just go with what you know.
Until then, we will catch you next week.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.